Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday. Run away, blowing smoke. You blow your blooming. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m., Thursday and Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Fans, HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to fold pillows and had trouble saying Juana.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel?
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, what is the fun day? Cause today is Ron and Michelle fun day. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're gonna make people's daughters howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
Hello, everyone. And everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Welcome, Manic Monday fans. Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Big Brother Canada fans. It's February 24, 2014, and Big Brother Canada Season 2 is set to premiere right around the corner. So our host, Michelle Costa, the Portuguese princess from Big Brother Season 10, invited another Big Brother Canada original house guest to join us. Tonight we have AJ Berman in the Manic Monday house to play with us Manic Monday maniacs. I'm Cherry Garcia, and you'll also hear Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your co-host tonight. Let's say a quick hi to Paul right now, and then we'll get this party started. Paul, how you doing up there in Minnesota?
Canada, my home. I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. I'm not going to talk about you know what, but I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good down here. Let's just not even talk about this damn winter that won't go away. Let's go straight to it and bring up our host, the beautiful Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. How are you?
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, the Portuguese Princess of Providence, and I'm doing swell. Thank you, Cherry, for asking. Happy Manic Monday, Cherry and Paul.
Yay! Happy Manic Monday.
Happy Manic Monday.
Yeah, usually Monday is kind of a bummer because it comes after Sunday. But with our Manic Monday maniacs, it just makes it so much better, doesn't it?
Of course.
It sure does. And
bring everybody up.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We have an amazing guest tonight. I mean, it has been the past few weeks, Big Brother Canada night, and no fail, we will be having Big Brother Canada night again. We have Mr. AJ coming on, and we cannot wait to hear what he thinks about somebody sleeping in his bed, eating his porridge. And do they have a hot tub in the new house? Because I know the pictures just came out, right? Woo! That house looks fancy-smancy.
Yeah. I don't go to listen to the show like everybody else does because we have a switchboard that we listen to, but I put up a whole bunch of BB Canada pictures in the little slideshow of, on the little video window on Blog Talk. It was fun to do. It looks awesome.
And it's a new house, everybody knows, so hopefully it stays intact. As I know, in my season, drawers fell down, things fell off the wall. There was extra housemates, meaning ants. I was like, I like to evict the spiders and the ants. And maybe the
I
pillows.
Have your chest
thanks, thanks for that clip, Paul, of the house. I hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah, not only that, it had the times of our shows, and the House Rodent talks about Rachel, which we're fresh off of last night seeing Rachel back in The Amazing Race. So
yeah, that
did
was
you watch
awesome.
The Amazing
now,
Race?
I'm going to be
night?
Honest with you guys. I was watching The Amazing Race, and I did not adapt to the fact that there was something on that made it late. So I missed who got sent home. I did see the Cowboys.
Do you want to know?
Yes, I do want to know. Can you tell me?
Twinnies.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Jerry, talk about last night's show. Now that we're talking about the 20s.
Oh, my gosh. Mary Conley, our two-time racer, once being on All-Stars, the Kentucky coal miner, is back with us to do our Amazing Race recap show, the second pit stop show on Sunday nights. And she came on, and she had called me. We had talked earlier in the evening, and she said, for tonight's show, I have a special treat for everybody. Tom and Terry, just before Christmas, had Phil Kogan and Bertram, who created the Amazing Race, involved in their engagement, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. There's a video on our group page now that shows it, but she was going to have them call in, and she wanted Paul to have their a clip of their engagement to bring them up with, and she was going to ask them, because one of them was in
Jerry.
Vegas, they would not be able to see the show, so they weren't going to be able to actually watch the show before they were going to come up on air with us, so we weren't going to be able to talk about the show while they were on air. And so they called in. We were just going to ask them who their picks of the season were.
Because they knew
and,
who the cast was.
Yeah, they you know, they've been going to these events with all of these cast members for, you know, years. And so they know all of these people. And so she was just going to have them come on and ask them who their picks for the season was. And so they called in. We played the clip. It was a great time. And then she asked them who their picks were. And, of course, one of them picked the 20s. And
we're all
sitting here
yes.
knowing that the 20s Jerry. Got eliminated, and we were all
no.
sitting here going, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mary asked, who do you want to win and who do you think will win? And Terry said, well, it's the same team for both questions. For me, it's the 20s. And we're all sitting here going,
cringing. Oh, God. There must have been like a silence, like it was like deafening through all the airways. Like,
a little dead air there, yeah.
Speak next.
Yeah, it was a little dead air there, yeah. It was it was great, though. They're just so sweet. And you're going to have to go and watch that video, Michelle, when we get off air. To see Phil Kogan and Bertram involved in this engagement was the most amazing thing. They actually gave them Amazing Race clues. And
oh, that's cool.
Terry was back at the apartment. Tom was sent out going around New York City, visiting different friends' homes and going to different places around New York City with clues, like from Amazing Race. And then brought back to the apartment. And the last one, he was brought into the lobby of their apartment building, and he was told to turn on his phone, and the last clue would be on his phone. And he turns his phone on, and there is a video of Phil Kogan saying, you know, Tom, I've evicted you once. Don't make me do it again. Go to your rooftop. And he goes up to the rooftop, and all of the friends that he's been to their apartment that day are now waiting for him up at the top of the roof. And you know how, like, at the very end of the Amazing Race, when they come in for that final leg, all the people who have been evicted are there waiting at the final leg, clapping for the team that comes in and wins the race? Well, they're all at the top of the roof and clapping for Tom as he walks out on the roof. And Tom walks out, they're clapping, and then Terry walks out dressed in a suit with flowers and proposes marriage. And it's just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Oh, I love it. I love that they did an Amazing Race theme. That's so awesome. That's an unforgettable moment in their life, and they got to share it with their friends and stuff, and something that's important to their lives, which is Amazing Race, and that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun to watch.
Well, that sounds like a huge announcement, doesn't it, for them?
Yeah.
We're going to have a huge announcement tonight, right? Oh, my God.
I know. I know.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. I can't even, like, contain myself. But I can say this, Cherry and Paul, that we will be announcing it at 8 o'clock. Oh, boy. I'm excited. Are you? This is like a big, huge announcement. Paul, how do you feel about this announcement? You think it's going to be as big as this wedding proposal or bigger?
I don't know. That was pretty amazing. I agree with Cherry. That was pretty cool. And to have, you know, the leaders, you know, basically the creators of the Amazing Race do it was pretty awesome. But I got to screen a call. I'll be right back.
All right. And Miss Cherry, are you excited to finally be able to divulge the secret that you have kept within yourself?
I am. I'm so happy to make this announcement, and I think the fans are going to be glad to hear it. I know you'll be glad to make the announcement. I'm glad to get the announcement out there to all the fans and listeners.
I'm ready to get it off my chest.
I think they're going to be happy. You know,
I think they're
going
to be super happy.
Yeah. I think so too.
It's like a nice, it's like a slice of bread.
It is. Well, I think it's a cherry on top.
A slice of bread.
Already, really, really great thing.
Awesome! I'm excited. Yeah. So that's a cherry on top. You guys, be ready for that cherry on top to be exposed.
Yeah.
At 8
we
o'clock.
Have your special guest has arrived.
Yay, I'm so excited. We haven't had him on in a while, so we can pop his second Manic Monday cherry.
That's right. Well, let's play a little theme music to warm up everybody and get them ready, and then we'll bring him right up.
Ooh, good.
Mr. AJ, how are you tonight? You're on with Michelle Costa.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello, AJ. Welcome back to Manic Mondays. It's been so long. Where have you been all our lives?
I've been just hanging out.
You've been up in Canada?
Yeah, trying to stay warm, which isn't easy. Probably had one of our worst winters ever, so, yeah.
Well, we'd like to say thank you for throwing the polar vortex our way. We really appreciate it. You guys are very sharing up there.
Yeah.
We've been feeling that weather over here, too. I mean, between the snow and everything, we're sick of it. But what we are excited about, I know, AJ, you are, is that, actually, I know you're excited, but how do you feel that there's going to be somebody eating your porridge and sleeping in your bed? Well, technically not your bed, but let's
just
pretend like it is.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited. More than anything, I'm excited. You know, there's obviously a part of all ex-Big Brother players that would love another chance to get back into the house, so it is going to be a little different watching the new cast, but I'm really excited about it. I'm excited because over the past year, and it has been exactly a year now, I've made so many, you know, great friends through this Big Brother experience, and I've grown really close to a lot of my Big Brother family, and if history is any indicator, I know I'm going to become friends with a lot of the people that are going to be in this cast. So, to be honest with you, as cheesy as it sounds, I'm really looking forward to meeting 15 new friends, because I will be.
Well, isn't it weird that you're kind of already, like, don't even know who they are, but they're already, like, familiar? You're like, oh, my God, like, you want to put your arm, like, they're your little babies, and you want to, like, cradle them and
totally.
To help them throughout, yeah.
Absolutely.
But you know they're going to be in there talking about you, too, AJ.
Yeah,
I know.
They're going to be talking about AJ.
That's the other thing. They're going to be mentioning AJ. You know, hopefully one of the, potentially maybe one of the girls in the house might have a little crush on me. Might mention it. Like, I like, well, I'll just make sure I listen to that. Because I didn't have a showman in the house, so maybe I can have one post Big Brother Canada. So we'll see.
There you go.
That sounds, you know what? That's definitely a possibility, AJ, because you're pretty much a hottie boom body. I'll just be honest with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
You're still in Toronto, right? I mean, Big Brother US is out, you know, in the LA area, and you know, there have been seasons where some of the Big Brother past Big Brother people, especially if they're in the area, get to make an appearance. Are you hoping that you get to make one too?
Yeah, that would be great. I would definitely jump at the opportunity. Yeah, and I'll take advantage of the fact that I'm geographically convenient for Big Brother Canada to have over, and I'm really looking forward. I'm really happy that Peter and Gary got an opportunity to do the BB sideshow, because I think they're going to do a fantastic job. They're definitely
Absolutely.
Two of the most memorable people from our house, so I'm really happy for those two. And I'm really looking forward to – I've already seen the new house. Did you guys see pictures of the new house?
Yes. Yeah, we actually have pictures up right now. What do you think of the house? It looks awesome.
It looks awesome. It really does look gorgeous. I loved our house, but I think they've taken it to a new level. And that's one of the things I'm a little bittersweet about, because as much as I don't know how I would have felt, hey, that guy's sitting in my spot at the table or that person's sleeping in my bed, well, I'm not going to feel that anymore, but I'm not going to get to see my old house on TV. So definitely I feel both ways about it, but the house looks gorgeous.
Well, you can be like, I was in the first and the last, you know, of the Big Brother. Because you basically kind of, like, made the stepping stone happen for Big Brother Canada. So it's like, that's your house, and nobody's going to step foot in it, you know. But
exactly.
At the same time, I understand how you're feeling. It's like, well, you know, it's different. But I think it's still going to have the same kind of feel, you know, kind of the same... you know, rooms where they're situated and how you can see somebody from the kitchen and you can see them all the way to the bedroom, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, the format, yeah, you're right. The layout isn't too different. Like, the layout seems pretty similar, like, where everything is. And the bedroom's going to be one main bedroom and then an HOH room for everyone to sleep in. I thought that's one of the cool aspects of our season, where if you're not in the HOH room, you're sleeping with everyone else or you're in the have-not room. So it's really just two options. Or BBUS, they have, like, well, for many seasons, they had a lot of different rooms. So I think it's a little interesting that Canada keeps it that way. So I like that.
Love the bathroom.
What's that?
Oh, you said the bathroom? I didn't see pictures of the bathroom yet.
It's nice. It's really nice. I did see a picture of it. It's completely different, though. There's really nothing similar. I thought if they're going to change the old house, maybe keep some continuity from the old house. If it's, you know, if it's the bathroom or some, you know, the living room area. But they've really changed the entire thing. There's really no similarities. Like I said, the layout is similar, but all the furniture seems much different, and the and everything around it seems much different.
Now, what would you do, say, for instance, you had the opportunity to go back, and knowing kind of like how the game is, if you could say you could win the first HOH or you could lose it willingly, what would you do? Would you go for the win, or would you kind of lay back having the second time around?
This is the question that I think 15 Canadians right now are asking themselves this somewhere. They're all asking themselves this question right now.
Some hotel
and
somewhere.
Here's the thing. What I wouldn't want to do is win it like Suzette won it. You know, very sudden, out of nowhere, having to pick two people right away. And I doubt they'll probably do the same exact twist 2 years in a row. So in this particular instance, I would actually want to win HOH. And I think for two reasons. One, I think a lot of the people don't want to win HOH. I would look at it as an opportunity to make – you're going to have 14 people coming right up to you and trying to make deals with you. You have to take advantage of that situation. So I would completely want to win the first HOH. A, you're safe. You're not going to get voted off first. And B, you're going to have an opportunity to make a lot of relationships. So I would actually go for it, but I would not want it in a twist like Suzette did, because she was put in an awful situation and really couldn't get out of the hole she built for herself, unfortunately, in the game for her.
Yeah, I mean, anybody could have answered the phone, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's really, really cool.
We had a chatter say this time they should answer the phone, and when they pick it up, Big Brother says, you're going to be one of the people on the block.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That would be fun.
That would be great. And, you know, they've had incredible twists in Big Brother Canada. I'm obviously quite the victim of one of them, so I know.
Yeah.
But that's not crazy. That could absolutely happen. I really want to see the kind of twists that these guys go through, because I can sit back now and watch it.
Expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's the fun part.
Now, to go back a little bit, I just want to know, we talked to you probably a little bit after you got out. How has life been even after the fact? Because I know it hasn't slowed down. I mean, it's just kind of maybe been a little bit more crazier, would you say?
You know what? To be honest, I think it was definitely a whirlwind when I first got out of the house. You know, a lot of people are grabbing you in a lot of different directions, and you have all these new friends and, you know, Twitter followers and people on Instagram trying to reach out to you. And I actually just took that time in my own life to just take a step back, take some time off from work, just kind of enjoy it, to be honest, you know. And I say it all the time, kind of just squeeze the 15 minutes of fame, if you will, as much as possible. So I've done that. I enjoyed myself. I spent some time in L.A. With about seven of us from BB Can went down to the U.S. and went down to their finale, which was a lot of fun. And then we took the party from L.A. to Las Vegas and had even more fun. And we had a finale party with a bunch of BB alumni. So I've really enjoyed that experience. But now, over the last few months, I've actually been getting back into my regular life, which I've actually missed a lot. Just, you know, getting up 9 to 5, you know, paycheck in my bank account, you know, working hard, developing my career, which is very important to me. So it's good that I'm getting back to that life, because I think if you really talk to Big Brother players that get out of the house first, they really think that, you know, a lot of different things, there's opportunities for you know, fame and things of that nature, but it is limited. And it's, to be real, it's just not going to happen for everyone. So I'm kind of glad that I'm in the spot that I'm in now, and I'm back to my regular life, because I do miss it a great deal. And I like to just add aspects of my Big Brother life, like, you know, doing shows like this and, you know, interacting with people. And it's still fun to get recognized when I'm on the street. And it still happens from time to time, and I still get blown away by it every time it does happen. But I'm really enjoying the spot that I'm in now, and I definitely hope to still be a part of Big Brother forever in some way.
Oh, you will always be a part of Big Brother forever. But okay, so we have awesome fans, but we have some weird ones.
Okay.
What would you say is like the weirdest thing, like, say somebody tweeted you or somebody asked you in person, you know, like I had somebody like ask to buy my underwear and stuff, which I thought was a little weird, and they wanted it like that I wore. So
I think,
what's the weirdest thing that happened to you?
I think the weirdest thing, to be honest, that I get asked about, that if anything annoys me about, you know, because Twitter's, you know, great. I love it, interacting with fans. But if I ever get annoyed about something, it would be when followers ask me a question about other people. And it's usually around
annoying.
Yeah. It's usually the most I got was regarding Alec and Topaz, the showmans. I mean, I had one follower in particular was really obsessed with the two of them being together, constant tweeting to
me. Why did they go ask them? I mean, why are they asking you?
Well, very simple, because Alec and Topaz probably blocked this person. That's why.
The good old block button.
Yeah, exactly.
AJ, do you like that block button? I do.
You know what? I have never blocked anyone on Twitter.
There's some weird people on Twitter. I mean, they just kind of go a little overboard. I think it's easy to hide behind the computer. But
absolutely. Absolutely. But then again, you know what? Lucky me, no one's really come at me really hard with anything cool. And to be honest, yeah, I do get a few tweeters now and then that will overly reply or overly message. And then, you know, you just got to be normal about it and just kind of ignore them because they tend to go away. People are a lot more harmless, especially over Twitter. No one can harm you. No one can actually physically harm you. But making friends with the U.S. Cast this season, actually, it's really funny. So in Vegas, Aaron, who's pretty much fresh out of the house, and let's face it, we can imagine what kind of experience Aaron's having right outside the house and what she's getting, because she was in jury, so she wasn't exposed to it at all. And she showed me her notifications and on Twitter, and I was, like, blown away by some of the really ridiculous things that were being said to her. And I know, we're not going to get into, you know, what she said and what she did on the show, but I think people really need to realize is that you can not like someone on the show, but if you're going to come at them that hard and take it so personally and attack those people, you're sinking to their level. And you're sinking, in fact, in my opinion, you're sinking to a much worse level. You're sinking to a much lower level when you're attacking that person that you've never met in your life, and they made mistakes on a TV show. They may have said some things that they shouldn't have, but the attacking, the crazy, I remember one tweet in particular was something like, I want to kill every animal on your farm, on your ranch. Like, what is that? Like,
what did the animals do? Why the animals? No.
Some people
just
have
horrible.
A lack of filter. And I guess I think in Canada we're just a little bit luckier because I think we do have there's maybe less hardcore fans in Canada. Or maybe there's just less people in Canada. Or maybe we're just all friends. I don't know. But
What? You guys might have less people, but your ratings were off the charts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I think Big Brother Canada was just so happy to have Big Brother that were just happy all the time.
Yeah, it was a 15-year build-up because, I mean, I've been watching the show pretty much from the start. And so it was a big build-up. Obviously, especially someone my age has basically been able to watch a show from the start. And I think they really did that in the cast. I think in our season, at least the majority of our cast were Big Brother fans and had watched multiple seasons, or if not all seasons. And I think that was really important for them to get a lot of hardcore, you know, fans and good players on the show. I thought that was really important. And I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm really excited to see who's on the show this year. I want to see if there's somebody actually knows.
Well, I have a question.
That would be really cool.
I have a question I'm sorry. Because your good friend Mertz certainly was excited to have you on Big Brother. Were there any of your other friends who have, that you know that tried out? Do you think there's any possibility you'll know somebody?
There's always a possibility. I don't know anyone specifically terribly close to me.
He's not going to tell us if he knows anyway.
And I can't tell you anyway. That's true. And I can't tell you anyway, even if I did know someone.
But you don't know because they didn't say anything to you, right?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know if I've ever told you guys the story about my sequester time. My closest friends that hang out with me on a daily basis, they thought something bad had happened to me. Because the only people that knew about this were my immediate family, and they just happened to all be out of town when I went to sequester. So I had very close friends of mine all thinking I went missing for 10 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did they call the police?
One of them was about to call the police, and told my sister they were going to call the police. And my sister was very cavalier about it. She was like, you know what, don't do anything crazy. He's fine, he's fine. Don't worry about it. And then I think, you know, eventually we obviously found out very soon, but it was kind of bad. And if I ever get an opportunity to go on Big Brother again, I'm going to probably come up with something a little bit more, a better excuse, and make sure people actually know that I might be going away for a while. It was just a funny situation where a lot of people had no idea where I was for, I don't know, maybe about a week or so.
Oh, my goodness, that is pretty funny. And what are the chances that your family wasn't around to pick up them calls and be like, no,
exactly.
He's fine.
Exactly.
He's just in the Peace Corps.
It's just terrible
that's
time.
What I,
in Africa doing work.
That's
and
what
America's
I told people.
India.
I was like, I think I'm thinking of joining the Peace Corps, so I'm going to go out and do some research. And they're like, what?
That's good. That's really good.
And one of my friends was like, I got a call from the Peace Corps, I think, and they wanted to ask if you get into fights and how your attitude was. I was like, yeah. They just want to make sure that I'm not going to fight, you know, because it's a peaceful thing. It's the Peace Corps. And they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Oh, my
you know,
God, it was so funny.
The other thing I was telling, me and Peter were talking about this last summer, is that we can pretty much, for the rest of our lives, or at least as long as Big Brother Canada is on, we can pretty much pull a prank on our family and friends and just cut off our cell phones or turn off Facebook around this time every year, and they'll all assume that we're on Big Brother.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And they'll totally buy it because it happened when I got on the show. And even if it doesn't matter who you are, obviously what you love about your family and your friends and, you know, your closest fans, they all think you're going to be on All Stars, even if you have no chance in heck. You know, they all think you're going to be on All Stars. So maybe a couple of seasons from now, I can kind of tease that out there. I don't think anyone would buy it for season two, but I might try this in a couple of years and pull a little prank on my family and friends. It would be
really, everybody out there listening, have
yeah.
a Men in Black moment,
yeah.
and will erase this thought from their minds. AJ didn't
yeah.
say it, you guys.
It was funny because a friend of mine, the way I figured this out was a friend of mine, I just happened to have my cell phone. It was off for like, I don't know, a couple, maybe like 2 hours during the summer. And this is during BBUS. And she made the assumption, for some crazy reason, that I was actually going to go on Big Brother US this upcoming season. Like, she thought I was going into the US house just because it was around that time, just before BB15 was starting. So that's where I came up with this idea. Like, I could pull this prank on everyone.
Now, I got a question.
Somebody
AJ.
In chat.
Do you
okay, go say, ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to know, do you stay in contact with mainly everybody from your season? I mean, I don't think you had any quarrels with anybody, right?
I pretty much kept in contact at some level with everyone. You know, some people live in different areas. They don't get to see as often. But I've, yeah, definitely maintained positive relationships with everyone, and I've made an effort to do so.
Good. Now, go ahead, Terry. I know you probably had a question from the chat room. Say, AJ, can you
right.
say hi to the chat room? They're going crazy for you.
How you doing, chat room? AJ.
Hey.
AJ.
We've got
very
AJ in the house. Kim Solari wants to know, how long are you under the Big Brother contract, and is it different for Big Brother Canada as opposed to Big Brother U.S.?
They own
you
our ass.
Here's the thing. I probably can't answer this question.
Because they own your ass.
I can't answer the question, but the funny thing is, I don't actually know the answer. So, either way, I can't answer the question.
AJ, ain't that the truth? You're like,
I don't even know
be.
The answer to this question, and I probably can't discuss it even if I did. So, unfortunately, I can't help you with that question.
All right. Well,
they said, let me decipher that. They're not allowed to talk about production.
Yeah, that's
so.
It. I can
there
never talk
go.
About production, ever.
No, AJ, if there was one song that you could sing in the house, could you sing it right now on Manic Mondays? What's
I
one
could.
Song that you just wanted to just achy, breaky heart your ass to?
I always wanted to sing Paradise by Coldplay.
Go ahead. Can you sing it a little bit? Paradise.
Yeah, okay. When she was just a girl, she expected the world.
AJ, there's but no singing
please.
In the Manic Monday show.
It's a good one. Thank you.
This is good, AJ. You're
actually,
a good boy.
Let him
I'll
sing a little
secret.
More.
There was a little secret, actually. In the shower, there were microphones, of course, but for whatever reason, there was one place I could actually sing, and they never called me out on it. It was a shower, which is perfect. It's the only place I really like singing anyway. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I did a couple times. I did get sing a little Red Hot Chili Peppers. Alec was a fan of the Chili Peppers. He was in the bathroom at the same time. But I think the person that missed it the most was probably Liza. She loved singing. And she has a nice voice, too. And so does Andrew, if you've ever seen his YouTube clips from before he was in the house. He has a really nice voice as well.
Well, it's good that you brought up Liza. Let's get the elephant out of the room, because I've got 10 million questions, and I know you don't probably know or care, but we all know about these Twitter wars that's going on between Canada and the U.S.
Yeah.
What is going on, AJ? Can't we all just get along?
You know what? Here's the thing. It's never going to happen completely. When people start forming relationships with each other, and, you know, other people have had relationships with certain people, it's never going to be a completely harmonious environment. Obviously, we've seen what's happened with, you know, Tom, GM, and Liza, but, you know.
It's crazy. It's like headlines, like, you know, all this stuff, and I'm like, what is going on? This is so crazy. I mean, it doesn't stop. What are your thoughts on kind of like the perception that Big Brother 16 had? I mean, we haven't talked to you since, you know, it started and it ended, and it was a little bit insanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about it all? I mean, you've been in the house, so you have that aspect, and so give us both, like, the good, like the good on your shoulder and the bad on your shoulder.
Well, here's the thing. To be perfectly honest with you, I talked to other Big Brother, ex-Big Brother players, and guys, it's been 15 seasons of Big Brother US. And conveniently, in season 15, there's all of a sudden racial comments that are being aired, and it becomes such a big issue. I can't imagine that it never happened before. And
yeah.
I actually confirmed that with other ex-house guests, that other people have made racially driven, or is it be maybe gay slurs or something that's inappropriate to some minority. It's definitely happened in Big Brother history. My opinion is quite simple. The show did not have enough entertainment in Big Brother 15, and they had to focus on this to some level. Now, I'm not condoning anything that was said or any inappropriate things that were said, but I think it was perpetuated to a much larger degree than it needed to be. I didn't think it needed to be such a focus. If I was producing the show, I would have kind of left that on the live feeds as much as possible and not focused the show's attention so much on it, because, to be fair, these people can have their own opinions. They are who they are, and this is what the show is. It's a reality show, and you're showing real people. This is who they are. This is who they are. They should have focused a little bit more on the game, because one of Aaron's tightest allies in the show was Helen. And I don't think Helen has the same feeling the rest of America does about Aaron. So
yeah.
People make really strong personal relationships in Big Brother, and they're internalized, and people outside the Big Brother world, it's really hard for you to understand that. I probably tweeted some stuff about Aaron, specifically Aaron, because I guess she was the focal point of the bad comments. But then I got a chance to get to know her and talk to her. You know what? She's not a terrible person. She's actually a good person. She just made some regretful remarks on a television show that she's going to have to live with. And she's a young girl, and she'll learn from it. I know she will.
Absolutely. And I think you're right when you pointed out the fact that this hasn't been the first, and I will say the last season, that there's been remarks, and it has been emphasized, whether it was because of things that were happening outside of the house, and then them having to make a realization that this is being talked about, and they had to kind of put their emphasis on that, because if not, then, you know, America was already like, what's going on? Why haven't you addressed this? And I think that they, you know, putting up the disclaimer and all that stuff, it's like, geez, I mean, we get it. It's like they're saying stuff, but you film yourself 24 hours a day, and there's somebody that you're going to bother by something you say, whatever it is, even if it's not racist, something you say is going to bother. The way you talk, the way I talk, AJ, I can say the nicest thing, but if I have the East Coast accent like I do, they put a label on me, you know. If I say water, I'm stupid. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm not hurting anybody, but they're saying I'm an idiot because they say water, you know. So it's really, it's kind of like they focus on something and then people jump on it. But it was something I think that, yes, they said it. We don't know the context when it was said, which I think is very important because people can say something like, oh, my God, fuck that, you know, and or fuck that. You see the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah. So, like AJ and myself are saying, we're not condoning it, but think about what you do in everyday life that might bother. Like, people use the word, like, oh, my God, that's so retarded. I don't like that. Personally, I just don't like that word. But it's not saying anything bad, but to some, there is something bad about it, you know? So it's like to each its own, you know, and,
and
you know,
it's really
it is what it is.
Difficult being in a house where, you know, everything is recorded. And, you know, here's what people need to realize is that, you know, I come across, for example, as a pretty nice guy, just a goofy, funny guy. But I'm telling you, Big Brother wanted to edit me in a different way. They could have made me an absolute prick if they wanted to. And that's not because I'm actually a prick. It's that they have that power to do that if they wanted to. They could take a sentence here, a word here, and completely turn around who I actually am. And they have that power to do so. And some people on our show got some edits that I don't think portrayed who they actually are. I think Tom goes on that list. He's probably one of the nicest guys I've ever known. He's just a good person, a good guy. And they portray him as this evil bully, you know, for weeks. I'm like, what? But the funny thing is, even in the house a little bit, we didn't get to know the real Tom. I got to know him outside the house a lot better. But, I mean, that's just the show. You know, people have a hard time separating because they're watching when you're watching a television show, you still think of them as characters because they're watching a television show. They're not people that you talk to on a daily basis. But these people are people I talk to on a daily basis, so I've gotten the chance to know them personally. So,
yeah, I feel like people get, like, with Big Brother, the way it is, being on so much and then with the live feed, they think that they know you.
Exactly.
Like, you are basically in their house, and they are not, like, they're not stopping. They're watching it 24/7, so they live, they breathe it. And, you know, it's funny because when I came out of the house and I eventually watched the season a few years later, let's just say that.
Oh, yeah? A few years?
Yeah,
okay.
I watched the first time I got out of the house, I got home with all my family and I have the DVR. I don't know if you guys have DVR up in Canada, but they actually save the shows on your cable thing. So, you only have a certain amount of hours, so when I came home, I started on the first one that was left after being erased, and it was me getting evicted, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to watch it. And then a few years ago when I was in Portugal, I sat there and I watched everything, and I was like, oh, my God. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's so funny, like, it's for me and my show, the people that they portrayed, like, I guess, nice and sweet were so opposite, and then the people that they portrayed as kind of in their way being fiery and offensive or whatever were like the nice ones. And I'm like, this is so weird. I can see how then I understand now where some of the Twitter people were coming at me. I'm like, okay. So it's like one of those things. Do you feel like that was the way in your show? Did you feel like the people that got portrayed bad were really the kind of the good seeds?
Yeah, it's a mix on our season. It's a mix. Like, I think Tom just glares out at me because I find him to be one of the best people on the show. Like, he's just a good person, and he was kind of vilified. And maybe
I love Tom. I thought he had a great character.
Great character. I thought he was one of the best characters on our show. And to some level, you know, from a just watching it standpoint, not playing the game, but watching it, he did definitely left early because he was just a great character to watch. And I think a lot of people have maybe misconceptions to some level, even with Liza, but a lot of misconceptions. Because Liza's actually, you know, she's a complex person, no question. I mean, you know, she might do some interesting and creative things on Twitter, but she's also raised, like, incredible amounts of money for reality rallies. So she's got a lot of money. You know,
I have a question I want to ask before you guys move too far off of this subject. Going back to the remarks, some of the racist remarks that were made in the house, it was interesting to us watching Big Brother Canada, and there was a remark made by someone in your house, and the term redneck was used, and it became a big issue. And that term is used very loosely and sometimes lovingly in the United States, where it became a big issue in Canada. And in the chat room, they were wanting me to ask you about that and see if you could sort of, you know, comment on that.
Really? Redneck?
Here's the irony. Suzette, seeing redneck, first of all, I've never come across that term in Canada. It is completely an American term because, frankly, the sun doesn't shine. The whole term redneck, I believe, is about getting a tan, being out in the sun too long, people from the South having red necks, if I'm not mistaken. We don't have them. It doesn't happen.
Really?
I
never knew that.
I believe that's the context around it. But anyway, first of all, that's how little it meant to me, because it wasn't even the right derogatory term to use for Tom. Like, you might want to try to call him like an Eskimo or a whale rig or something. Because redneck has no term to thought. To me, just to answer your question, it meant nothing to me. It just was, frankly, an easy way for us to all vilify and get out Suzette. Of course, Canada had other ideas and saved her. What I really want to know, because I was on the block next to Suzette, is that if it was such a big issue for Canada with Suzette using the term redneck, why did Canada save her? Good question.
Good question.
Really good question. So I had a feeling that when I was in the house, they never showed that, but they totally showed it when I watched it. Like, so to really answer your question, I don't really think it really offended anyone. I think people, and the reason Suzette is not a racist at all, by the way. Suzette is not that person at all.
Not at all.
She was under probably the most, she was the only one in the house with kids. She was the only one who was married. Okay? She didn't have that bond with anyone in the house. She was the oldest woman in the house. She was HOH out of the blue having to put two people up. She had a lot to deal with in that house, and she was just frustrated by the situation, and that came out. I don't think any of us, and she, by the way, I think they definitely showed, she apologized for that maybe half an hour after it happened. Like, it was an immediate call out on herself, and she made amends for that. So in the house, it wasn't at all an issue, because she totally made amends for it. Like, literally an hour after it happened.
Yeah,
people
you're
are really
right.
loving
I mean,
your answer and loving that you sort of commented on it and cleared that up. And, you know, people were just wondering, you know, I guess there's a different understanding of the term in Canada than there is in the U.S. And that's why we were sort of wondering why it became an issue, somewhat, not a huge issue, but issue in the house when it, you know, down here, there's shows that are called Redneck Island, Redneck This, Redneck That, and
Redneck,
and we don't, and we
it's
don't
almost a term
see it as a derogatory comment,
no.
Where apparently when she used it, it became somewhat, you know, an issue, and I know she did apologize for it, and she would certainly not hurt somebody's feelings on purpose. I don't think if she could help it. I mean, she's a very sweet girl, and
absolutely. That's what I was just going to talk about, Cherry, because AJ, you were talking about Tom. Suzette is. We've had her on numerous times. She is one of the biggest-hearted, most giving, loving people, has
so bubbly
discrimination for as an Aboriginal, I just love her to death, and there is not a mean bone in her body.
Absolutely, I mean the game is so much different from in the house. Yeah, did many of us want her out at a certain point? Absolutely, I mean that's the game, though. That is the game, and out in the real world, I think Suzette is probably someone who has probably very strong relationships with almost the entire cast. And I think I'd probably say Tala has the best relationships with everyone. She's just, everyone loves Paula the most. And imagine why, because she's Paula.
Paula!
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Probably feel like you're talking to Tala when you talk to me, right?
A little bit. You do
Tala. Right?
That's a good Tala.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think the thing also with Suzette is if I think that just Canada loved her story. I think she was like the
yep.
underdog, and I think maybe if Tom had said that, it would have been like, oh my God, you know, like they wouldn't have voted for him to stay. But I think that everybody already was on kind of like the Suzette bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think, honestly, it really goes by who says it to. I mean,
yeah.
That's really the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask you, AJ, if you happen to have any insight as to whether Trevor Boris will return in some form or other this season.
I believe he's part of it. I think I've seen some tweets and so forth, but I have no confirmation on that.
I think an AJ Moose would be pretty awesome, don't you think, AJ?
I think so. I'm just waiting for that call when they want to do my obstacle course as some sort of challenge. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that call, and hopefully to be on the show one more time.
You could have that call, and you can't tell us, right?
That's true.
We actually have
cool.
somebody else on the switchboard that you might want to hear from.
Okay.
Oh, AJ, do you mind taking the call? It's kind of a surprise for you.
Okay, go for it.
I like surprises. It's actually surprising everybody, but it's definitely a surprise for AJ.
Well, let's do this.
Hello, surprise caller.
Mr. LaWonderful.
What's up, AJ?
What's up?
AJ, it's LaWon.
LaWon. Hey, LaWon, how you doing?
See, you forgot. Okay, wait a minute. See, you forgot who I was already, see? See how you play me?
LaWon.
Well, I'd like to introduce AJ. AJ, it's LaWon. LaWon, it's AJ. And I know the minute I talked to LaWon and I said, AJ's coming on, he's like, I got to come on. I got to say hi. I got to.
Yes, I did. I had to say what's up with you, my boy, AJ.
Hey, LaWon, how are you?
I'm good.
Now,
well,
have you guys got to meet each other yet?
Yes, we have.
Oh, yes, we did. We did.
Yeah,
you can tell
LaWon. Come on. Finale night. Big party.
I want to hear about
this. Can you tell us or what stays in finale night, you know?
Oh.
In finale night.
You know what?
Like,
it was just a lot of fun. I can tell you who was there.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
LaWon was there. Alcohol was there.
Alcohol.
We were at Cassie's place.
Yeah, it was good time.
Great times, yeah. It was a bunch of BB15ers, BB Canners. We had Topaz was there, Alec.
Oh, yeah.
I was up Peter. It was a good crew.
I love her.
That sounds like I was missing. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
the
you was missing.
Princess.
Boo, come on now. You know it's not a party without, you know how me and you go. You already know.
I was
know.
There in
spirit. One was a very important part of that party. It was awesome. important
it's
part of that
always
party.
A good time when LaWon is there.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
He brings the fun, no question.
So, LaWon, do you have any advice for AJ, seeing that he is now truly a veteran and he's going to have people coming in the house? And, you know, I talked to you before letting you know how it feels to see somebody sleeping in your bed, eating your porridge. Can you let AJ know a little bit, like, because he's going to go through these types of feelings, up and down and anger and happiness. How is it when you saw somebody sleeping in your bed?
You're
going to get these feelings of, you know, why is somebody in my house? Really, for real. I mean, it's going to be like you wish you were there, and you're going to wish that, you know, people would do things that you probably didn't do or wouldn't do. I mean, you're going to be talking to the TV, of course, screaming at it, of course. But, I mean, you know, it's an experience for all of them, you know, that no one will ever forget. If you do experience it. So, I mean, just enjoy it. I mean, have fun with them, too. I mean, you know, I mean, I just tell everybody, I mean, it's really difficult to watch it, like, the first year after your office. stuff. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It really is difficult.
I thought it was difficult, and I had help from Michelle to help me through it, but it's difficult.
AJ, I'll hold your hand.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Through these tough times.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, yeah. You guys, I was just, like, thinking this. How awesome would it be, LaJuan and AJ, if they did Big Brother Canada versus Big Brother U.S.?
Mm. We talk about this a lot. To be honest with you, the Canada people, we talk about this all the time. We actually think, to be fair, the show would have to be in Canada just to make it marketable because we've been watching you guys for 15 years. You guys,
right.
U.S. players, have marketability in Canada. Just the way it is, just wouldn't be enough of an audience for us to have the show in Canada because, just to be fair, most of the – it's really the ex-Big Brother players and the really hardcore – there's a lot of great fans of Big Brother Canada in the U.S., but it might not be as marketable in the U.S. So I think we lay the groundwork, and if maybe three, 4 years down the road –
I think that's bullshit, AJ. I think you want to be on your home turf in case there's a call or the Canada vote. Don't even play.
There's no crowd cheering for us. It's not like we're playing in Gillette Stadium with the New England Patriots fans.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you just made me tingle. I just had a tingle, and I'm not going to tell you where.
Yeah, I know. You're a big fan.
One of the HOH competitions. Guess where the Portuguese princess tingled. No, I'm just kidding.
You are so crazy.
I did.
You're not going to like my actual.
Everybody's like, what just happened? Everybody's like, wait, what?
Girl, they don't know. They got to really pay attention. You got to pay attention. Keep up, honey.
Yeah, no, I see what AJ's pulling. He thinks he's pulling the Canada wool over our eyes. Oh, we're going to have it here because it's marketable. You see how he got the business side of it? It's marketable, and get out of here.
True.
AJ, I like your politics works over there.
I don't know either. Have you heard of our mayor?
Oh, look at, he's like, I don't know. Oh,
he's our mayor. Have you heard of Rob Ford?
There's a little crack in the sidewalk. If you know what I mean, don't step in your crack. You might break your mama's back. You know.
Oh yeah, exactly.
LaJuan, I have to ask you, how awesome did you think that Robin Cass's video came out? That was such a treat.
I thought that was so, oh, man.
That
was
nice.
I loved it. Did you guys see the video Alex put out yesterday?
No.
It's a Get Well Soon video for Peter. He's got a little bit of pneumonia that he's getting over.
Oh, wow.
And,
I heard he was sick, but I wasn't sure what was wrong with him. How long has he been sick for?
He's better now. He's actually in Toronto right now. He's getting ready for his sideshow. So he's out of Vancouver, and he flew over yesterday. I'm actually going to get together with him this week. And so he's feeling better, but Alec put together a very similar video to what Robin did, bringing back Alec himself within, I don't know, maybe less than 24 hours, was able to get, it had to be like 30 of us from Big Brother, U.S., Canada. He even had maybe one of the most beautiful Big Brother, sorry, Michelle, but maybe the most beautiful player in Big Brother history, Tahan from Big Brother Australia. Unbelievable. He even had on the video.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's at least 30 of us like doing a little Get Well video. So it's very similar to Robin's casting video where she brought in little cameos from everyone. Although, I'm thinking Robin's video might be a tease that Big Brother 16 is an all-star season. But I'm just throwing that out there.
Do you think that, really, AJ?
Yeah, it feels like it's got to be an all-star. It just feels like it. It's been too long.
If you had your Big Brother All-Star USA list, AJ, because I know you're a fan of Big Brother, besides myself and LaJuan, let's just throw that out there. I don't want you to go through the whole list, but what would be your top three besides me and LaJuan, because we don't want to take this spot.
You two are my favorite. If I'm going to take anyone from this past season, I would probably take Amanda, just because she's a great character and fun to watch again.
Yeah.
I don't know if that automatically puts McRae back in, but I wouldn't mind seeing him either. Just looking at past Big Brothers from more recent seasons, I would probably give. I know she's been on twice, but I would love to see Brittany on again because she's one of my all-time favorites. I'd love to see Brittany
best
again.
Best diary room sessions besides mine ever.
Oh, it's brilliant in the diary rooms. If you just have Amanda and Brittany on the season with diary rooms, you're covered.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You're covered. I don't know, again, Janelle's been on three times. I would give Janelle another chance. I would pull a Boston Rob and let her keep getting on until she wins. But I know Brittany and Janelle have both had kids, so I don't know if that's something that's still on the radar. But I think I'm trying to think of some more. I really loved Matt from, I guess that's BB11, Matt Hoffman.
Yes.
BB12. Can't remember. Is that 11? Did I get it right?
Yes. 12. All right, yep.
Part of the Brigade. Yeah. I loved Matt, and I really liked Enzo. Those are two other people that I like to see play again for sure.
BB11 was a Jeff and Jordan season.
Yes. Okay, so then
right.
Those two are on 12. Yeah. Is that right?
Now, who is your all-time favorite Big Brother person, AJ?
My all-time favorite player would probably be Dr. Will. Obviously, I got a close. I like Dan. You know, he was on our show. But if I had to pick one player to say this is the best player of all time, it's Dr. Will. But I think someone that doesn't get appreciated enough is Danielle Reyes from Season 3 in All-Stars. I think she's one of the greatest players. She is.
I love her.
I mean, she just had every aspect of the game, too, and she never gets really mentioned. And everyone goes, Will, Boogie, and a lot of the people that were, and Janelle, and those are great players, don't get me wrong. And more recently, Rachel, Evil Dick's a great player, too. But
she got thrown in there with her dad.
And he's right there.
And played that game so well. And played it again with Nick, I mean, even as well. I mean, gosh, that girl can play the game.
Are you talking about Danielle Donato?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I didn't mention. I was actually talking about Danielle Reyes.
You're talking about Danielle Reyes.
But
okay.
Danielle
Donato, you're right.
That's going to be on my list as well. But you're not
Danielle
wrong.
Reyes
Danielle Donato
is
one of my favorites, too.
Danielle Reyes, I agree with you. Danielle Reyes is
somebody that at all, I don't
that
think.
Just,
oh, no.
She doesn't
care. Danielle Reyes is a monster. She is a beast.
She's a great player.
Absolute great player. Now, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
And Monica
and we're not
is another
that
one.
AJ hates you or dislikes
you. Oh, yeah,
you,
no, we would never
whose
do that.
Whose gameplay do you not like, AJ? Who are you like, you know what,
From any Big Brother?
Yeah, from any Big Brother. Who's your least favorite? Like, you didn't, maybe like a couple that you just were just, I don't really care about their gameplay. Not that you hated them, you just didn't like their gameplay.
I think, it's hard to say. Gameplay is tough. I think it's people that probably, I mean, nothing much to say about the Hans kid. He really didn't show much, obviously. He got expelled from the house. But he really wasn't a good fit. I didn't particularly like his. I'm not a big, I thought Shane from a few seasons ago, not that he was a bad player per se, but I thought he could have brought a little bit more. And I think
he made bad choices, maybe.
Yeah, he made terrible choices. Like, he was frustrating to watch at times because I felt like he was a really nice guy, but he was frustrating to watch because I felt like he couldn't make his own decisions at times. And he was really in a really good, powerful position, but he really didn't take advantage of it. And he just knew he couldn't win the game. So it was kind of he was kind of frustrating to watch.
I think it was because I could see him winning the game, and you just kept kind of seeing him right there at the where he could just go to the sunny side or the stormy side, and it's like Homer Simpson. He just always went to the the stormy side, right? I mean, an analogy in itself, but he was so good, and you could see him being able to get the final votes, get those people to vote for him, because he never did anything wrong. He was just so nice, you know, and I met him in Toys for Tots. Super, super nice in person. People would have lost to him, and he had a chance to make the right moves, and it's unfortunate. So I think it's more like probably a frustration level of what the potential was for him.
Yeah, and I don't know if I can think of anyone else. I think in our season, if I had to pinpoint one person that, not that she was a bad player, I just think she wanted to be there, was probably Danielle in our season. Just because she just didn't really have the social capabilities of getting along with everyone. And I know she's a nice girl. It's just that she wasn't really good at the game. Like, she didn't understand how to make relationships with people. And that's why she got voted out. Ultimately, she was really, she felt really safe for no reason at all. Like she, and but she was very easy to get rid of, unfortunately. And I had a much closer relationship with Anil than I did with Danielle, so it was an easy choice for me. But she's someone who just, and it's not her, I just think it's something that wasn't a good fit for her. She's a great girl, but she wasn't able to play the game.
Now, was there something that maybe in your game that, in hindsight, everybody always says that looking back, you would have done different. What would you have done different?
I think I would have talked more game with more people. I had great friendships with a lot of the people in the house, specifically Alec, Topaz, Peter, and those relationships have continued today. We had wicked friendships in the house, but I really needed to push it in terms of the game. And I think when it came down to the vote between me and Andrew, I mean, it's not like Alec and Peter liked Andrew more than me, and that's not why they kept him, is that Andrew had talked a little bit more game with them. I think that was what it was. And they obviously regret the move, and it totally cost them their games, ultimately. But I think from my standpoint, because it came down to that specific situation, I should have talked a lot more strategy with Alec. I talked actually enough with Alec. It was with Peter and Topaz and probably Gary that I didn't talk enough game with. And with Emmett and Jillian, I know they voted for Andrew anyway. It wouldn't have mattered that much because I know they were closer with Andrew. But just in that specific instance, I realized that I should have had a closer game relationship with Peter because he was – him and Alec, for a good portion of the time, were running the house. Specifically, they were running the house specifically until the moment I left, and then they lost complete control.
Now, did you know that they were running the house?
I had a yes, absolutely, because pretty much it was – now, when I say they're running the house, I would say they were a big part of the Tom and Liza double eviction. And then Alec won the next HOH and got Suzette out. So they had a lot of power at that specific time. And they had kind of been running the strings behind the house early on, but then they came a little bit more to the forefront. So I had a pretty good idea that they were pretty strong in terms of what I really didn't realize was how close Peter and Alec were to Emmett. I knew about the Quattro, of course, but I thought the Quattro was pretty much severed when Tom left. But that was something I wasn't as aware of, that Emmett was still really close to Alec and Peter, which is really good for Emmett's game, obviously.
Kim in the chat room wants to know if you would make different alliances than you didn't, and if you would, who would you make them with?
I don't think it's really hard to say. I love the people I was playing with. I mean, the best alliance obviously being Andrew and obviously Tala. Maybe I should have probably had a lot. Well, Andrew did win a few things while I was there and even after I left. So I thought, no, I wouldn't have changed who I was aligned with. If anything, I would have tried to bring a few more people into that alliance. I think if we could have established, if Liza and Tom had hit it off so well, Liza would have been great. I knew Liza had a great brain. It's just that she was so close to Tom. In fact, Liza was really close to a lot of people in the house early on. She was kind of hard to bring in. If we could have had a better fourth on that alliance, it would have been a little bit more powerful. But I don't regret the people I played with at all, because those are... I would have made the exact same choices that I would have made going in, because those are the two people I would gravitate towards the most.
And you never know. I mean, like people always say, you know, oh, the grass is green on the other side. Is it really? Because you could have gotten out earlier if you thought that, you know, this route was the way to go. So it is what it is. And, you know, you always have this, like, what could have, what should have, what am I going to do different? But it's a good hindsight to see what you think. Now, this is a question actually for yourself, AJ, if you can answer first, and then for LaJuan. Okay. So if you had the power, if they graced you and they said, AJ, we want to do this season by what you want to do, what would AJ want Big Brother Canada season to be? What would you do? What would be kind of your twist or your theme?
You know, I think what would be a really cool twist would actually be, I'm not going to be very creative here. I'm actually just going to take a page out of Survivor's Notebook and throw out the blood versus water twist.
That's kind of a
really
rumor,
cool.
You know, AJ.
I thought that was really cool, and if they did something like that, and having been part of the Big Brother experience, I haven't had a chance to meet everybody's relatives, of course, and met a few here and there, but can you just, like... You can kind of imagine that, you know, Judd has, like, an interesting brother or cousin, you know? Like, he's someone in his life that's probably just as interesting and cool as him. And then you can probably, you know, go down the list. And I know this personally because I've gotten to know Tala's twin sister and Andrew's twin brother. And, you know, I've even met, you know, Julian's sisters and Emmett's brothers. And, you know, the apples don't usually fall too far from the tree. So, yeah, so there's definitely something there, taking 8 memorable house guests, grabbing a family member or their girlfriend or their father or their mother and throwing them in the house, because I think that would be something to watch for sure.
And, LaJuan, what would be your Big Brother 16 theme?
Oh, wow. My Big Brother 16? You know, we've had a discussion before. I would actually want to see, like, some of... Well, it's so hard because, I mean, we've done a lot of this, at least the ones I would think already. I mean, you put me on the spot now, girl.
So they've been picking your brain and they've been stealing your ideas. Is that what you're saying, Juan?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, like...
Damn them, they owe you residuals, Biatch.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
But you know what? I know they had the one with, you know, let the fans pick the house guest. They already had that one.
I
can't think of one right now.
How about, I don't know if you watch The Opposite Worlds, but how about an Opposite Worlds type of twist to Big Brother?
Well, isn't that called the have and the have-nots? I think that looks like the have and the have-nots.
In the chat room, we've got a chatter named Judd Army who...
Michelle, what would you do? What would be your idea? What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would definitely do, like, I'm with AJ. I would like to see something like blood versus water. I definitely want to see past house guests. I think personally, as a fan of Big Brother and being on Big Brother, I think I want America and the rest of the world to be back on the Big Brother USA train and not think that Big Brother 15 by what their perception is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Of what's going on with the whole racist thing. I want them to connect back with Big Brother, and it's kind of like, where have they been? Because it hasn't been a very long time since there was an All-Stars. I'm meaning All-Stars, not bring some half and half, like All-Stars,
right.
But bringing back their family, and AJ's right. The apple does not fall from the tree. We got some nuts loose, and so does the family members, okay? They
you
got
know
the
we
nut,
do.
We got the bolt. You know,
yeah.
And maybe if the nut and bolt get together, the crazy X is out and there's actually some normalcy. Like, I feel like that would be, instead of having just like how Danielle's, you know, season 8, bringing back just 3 people's family members, or mm-hmm. season 6, a couple people had,
right.
You know,
all right. Okay.
I want to
you
see
what,
the entire house bringing back their family members and then cutting them in half and making them kind of go against each other. I think that would be awesome.
Hey,
yeah.
Michelle,
but you know what,
I want to just break in here because we do have some chat questions Sherry's trying to get to.
I was trying to talk there, and everybody just talked right over me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We've got a chatter in the chat room named Judd Army, as I was saying.
Judd Army.
Who asked the question, who would AJ align with from BB15 if he was playing in Big Brother? And I also want to pass that question on to LaJuan.
That's a good
question.
I'll let
you take
that from there. Easy answer for me, that would be Judd. No questions asked. It would be Judd.
I have to second that. When I first met Judd was, I mean, it was an instant connection. Instant.
Yeah. He's a great guy. He's easily one of the most loved guys from the show. And I'm not just talking fan-wise, I'm talking BB cast-wise. Like, he's just a great guy. He'd be the easiest person to gravitate towards. And as much as it sucks in the game that he got voted off in the double, they have to get rid of him. Because if he was going, and then they got rid of him later on again, if he was in the final two, no one would beat him. Like, he was
okay, AJ and LaJuan, though, right? And Cherry and Paul and everybody listening. If you guys, this is the first thing I said to Judd when I met him. I said, oh, my God, when I saw your face on that double eviction, and when you realized you were going out, am I the only one that was, like, so heartfelt? Did you guys see his face when he knew he was the one? I mean, did it not rip out your heart and stomp on it, like, a million times?
Yeah.
AJ, what did you feel when you saw him? Oh, my God.
I was pissed. I was absolutely livid.
It's like watching I mean, I was pissed off.
I was going to watch it regardless, but there was a part of me like, I don't really want to watch this anymore. I was like, he was my rooting interest. He was the reason I was watching
it. Yeah, I was pissed.
I mean, he was someone I was rooting for from the start. So, yeah, that was tough to watch. And his face, they really did, that was some good production. That was a really good edit. Really did a good job of showing the emotions that happened during their double eviction. That's something in Canada, although we had two double evictions, the weird thing in Canada, the little twist is that only one person can talk to the HOH in the storage room. They made that little rule that only one person can talk.
They what?
Yeah.
You can only talk to the head of household in the storage room one at a time, or a house guest?
No, the HOH, the one, the double eviction. I'm trying to think who won the double eviction. Andrew won the double eviction, the first double eviction. So he was allowed to talk to one person in the storage room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
really
it.
Really?
He wasn't allowed to talk to game with anyone else. If anyone wanted to talk to Andrew while he makes his decision, he could invite one person. And me and now it was funny because Atala, I think, said, AJ, do you want to go talk to Andrew in the storage room? They're like, no. Everyone knows we're aligned, but we knew what we were going to do because we've obviously talked about the scenario if one of us had won HOH, what we were going to do. So I didn't need to talk to him because I knew what he was going to do. But
and at the same time, you didn't want to align yourself with his decision, which is smart, in case it turned around. Yeah.
Exactly. It was knowing what we were going to do. And then it happened, I believe, was it 2 weeks later? Sorry, later on the same night, when Emmett won the veto, he was the only one who got to go talk to Andrew in the storage room. So the way Big Brother US works, it's like an open forum. Anyone can talk about anything. And you guys are showing, which is great. That's what should happen. I like that. So you guys just sit there and talk. Like all those double evictions. I mean, I remember Ian's double eviction from two seasons ago. The kid almost fainted.
I know.
His face. He was hyperventilating with the stress.
I know.
Everyone's coming up to him. You got to make a decision. Crazy.
AJ, do you know?
Go
ahead, Paul. I'll let you.
I was just going to ask a chat question. There's a new chatter that's in our chat room, and it's kind of a behind the scenes thing, but I don't know if you can address it. Show 36
AJ cannot
wants
talk about production. Go ahead.
Oh, girl,
the question is, does AJ know anything about the two mystery alternates from last season, the old lady and the chubby older guy with glasses that we saw in Entertainment Tonight Canada? Do you know anything about that question?
I don't know anything about them. When was Entertainment Canada? When did this come out? I have no idea about this.
Wait, what was that, Paul? I missed that. What did you say?
Someone tell me the context around it, because I don't know anything about this.
Apparently, there were two alternates from your season, and they didn't have the name, but they described them as an older lady and a chubby older guy with glasses that appeared or they saw on Entertainment Tonight Canada, perhaps prior to the season. I don't know.
They're saying they interviewed two extra people, and they were older people, and they didn't make it on to Big Brother Canada, but they did have two alternates, and they were wondering if you knew anything about them.
I've heard, alternate rumors over the years, and this may have come across, but, yeah, I may have heard of them, but I don't know anything about them potentially getting into the house this year. I know nothing about them. I've never met them. I don't know their names. I don't know anything about them. I've heard some of the same rumors, though. So I know what you're talking about, but that's just part of Big Brother. Every season has all that get interviewed.
Yeah.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, BB15, one of the alternates was McCray. Because he didn't get to interview with Jillian. That's how I know that.
Right.
Interesting.
But again, I think Anil, I don't know if he was actually, because I don't think he was. He always thought he was an alternate throughout the entire show. He always thought he was an alternate, but there's no verification on that. Because we're actually never told. I could have been an alternate. I really don't know if one of the people that was supposed to be on the show had bailed out. I don't know.
Interesting.
That would be
now,
really hard
people,
to make it that
these
far.
These are people interviewed before the show or after it already aired?
No, they wouldn't have aired alternate interviews. I'm just guessing that. I'm guessing that someone, maybe in the media, might have broken that a little bit.
Okay,
said,
that's
oh,
what
I
I'm saying. I don't think that they
then.
Probably did it willingly, right? I mean, they probably couldn't.
I'm curious to see why they were taken out, and I always wondered who the alternates were and if I could ever meet them. But I know
that.
Yeah,
I know. We've seen alternates in BBUS before that, or even heard about them, and they never show up on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, because they think that they're possibly going to get another chance. I mean,
exactly.
Oh, that makes
sense. Yeah,
that's what I would
think. They're
full.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know. Totally assuming
Michelle,
that they're told if you tweet that you're an alternate or let the public know that you're an alternate, you're never going to get on the show again. Just a good, valid assumption that that's probably what they were told.
AJ mentioned earlier that Pala raised a lot of money. We need to take just a small little commercial break here and play a clip, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Cancer don't discriminate. I don't care if you're just 38.
This is Joyan from Survivor, and as you know, from Reality Rally. And we do the most amazing event every April in Temecula, California, raising money. We call it Funds for Funds, and the money goes to Michelle's Place, which is a breast cancer resource center, providing services and support for men and women and their families who are fighting the fight of their lives with breast cancer. I encourage everybody to go to realityrally.com. The event this year is April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And be a part of what we do. We have parties at wineries. We have an amazing race kind of game. We have autograph signing. And it is all for fun for Michelle's Place. But it is also for the public to come and meet over 110 reality stars from about 42 different reality shows. And you get to meet them and have fun all weekend meeting them, taking pictures. So come on down. It's realityrally.com. It's April 11th, 12th, and 13th.
That's what my love is for. When you're weak, I'll be strong. You let go.
We have fun for everybody. People can sponsor, donate, volunteer, enjoy it, play a game, come to parties, support our sponsors. And I always have to thank the Rad Reality Show, who has been on board helping us promote this event since 2010. Without them, there would be people that would know but nothing about it. So Manic Monday, thank you for what you do, and also the other Rad Reality Shows that we've had the opportunity to be on. So thank you, Rad Reality Show. We love you guys. It's realityrally.com, and this is Jillian from Survivor and Reality Rally, thanking everybody for what you do to make this such a reality every year as we help save some lives.
I'm gonna love you through
it. Wow, it's such a great cause that Jillian is... Yeah, Jillian has been doing it for years, and that's part of Reality Rally. And we just want to say happy birthday to Jillian, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Jillian.
Yeah. AJ, will you be attending Reality Rally or any other charity events that are coming up that you want to discuss before you go?
Yeah, originally I was supposed to actually go to Reality Rally, but something career-wise had to come up.
Bummer.
Yeah, it sucks. I won't be able to attend this year, but I'll definitely keep it in mind and try to get down there next year. But in terms of charity, I try to just keep involved in any anything that anyone approaches me, maybe Twitter, different events. I'm always open to doing anything. So if anyone has any kind of charitable events, I'm always willing to retweet it to my followers or lend support in any way. Because I think it's one of the coolest things that we've got an opportunity to do. I got to do a poker tournament in Edmonton. Little things like that for charity are always great, and I'm always willing to do it. Never thought that would be something that become such a part of my life, but it's been great to give back.
It is, and you know what? You have the door to open up to so many people to be able to make awareness to these things. And you can either sit there and do nothing or take advantage of it. And it's not advantage in a bad way. It's in a good way because you're making awareness for a good cause. And too bad that you're not Reality Rally, but I would love to have you join Toys for Tots next year in New Hampshire. That's in December. And we have so much fun. Yeah, it's in December. It's usually the first weekend. And we would love to have you, AJ. If you'd be a part of it, that would be great. I'll keep you updated on that.
Absolutely. Please do. I know Cowboy has approached me about that as well. I was trying to come out this year as well. I just started my new job that exact time that was going on. But it would be great to go next year. So I'll definitely keep these events in mind. Thanks very much for having me, guys. We really had a great
time. Thank you, AJ. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, AJ.
And you know what? Big Brother Canada's right around the corner. So if you want to come back on Manic Mondays and let us know what you think of these house guests and who you would evict and who you align with, we'd love to have you back on. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, everyone.
Take care, AJ.
Take care, AJ.
All right, AJ.
Bye-bye.
And Mr. Wonderful.
Yes,
my love. Mr. LaFondova, do you want to stay on for a huge announcement?
You know what? I was going to say I have to go, really, but you know I love y'all.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much. I know it was a surprise for all the Manic Monday maniacs because we love Mr. LaFondova. They've been blowing up like, LaFondova. You're going crazy in the chat room. So thank you so much, babe. And we've been thinking about you, sending prayers to you. We know you lost your grandfather and stuff, so
thank
we are
you,
thinking about you, baby.
Yeah, you've been
love
in my prayers.
Love you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love y'all. Love you.
Love you.
Love you too, LaJuan.
All right.
Take care, babe.
Bye,
take care of yourself.
You. Okay.
Hey, I have to, Michelle, before you do this, I have to play this because I found it humorous, and I think it's also funny because I know Cherry. This is a BB Canada ad that I heard. Listen to this. It's not too long.
Playoff hockey? Boring. Championship football? Lame. But when it comes to HOH, game on!
It's back!
I'm in it for the competition.
We have such an epic season of twists and drama ahead on Big Brother Canada. So catch the season premiere Wednesday, March 5th on Slice. Plus, for the first time ever, we're launching the Big Brother Canada Sideshow, a weekly after show starring two of your favorite Season 1 house guests.
Big Brother Canada returns March 5th only on Slice.
Playoff,
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, we just capped off the Olympics, so why not, start it off with like a fantastic appetizer, as we like to call it here in U.S., called Big Brother Canada. It's actually a big, really big appetizer. We're pretty excited about it, aren't we, Jerry and Paul?
Are we ready? Real excited.
Okay, so how excited are we? We're doing our huge announcement right now, Paul and Cherry. You guys ready?
All right.
So I'm ready.
We go.
So
we're going to
play.
Wait. Is the chat room ready for it? We're not going to do anything if the chat room's not ready. Can I get a hell's yeah from the chat room?
Yeah,
I got that big smile from phase one. Hell's yeah. I know. I'm like milking it. Okay. So we're going to end the show. Okay. And we're going to just play a song and then we will expose the secret.
Right.
Go ahead. Break the clip.
I want to do this one just before the song, though, because this is an announcement, right?
Yes, it is.
And then it's also breaking news, right?
Yeah, breaking news,
yeah.
But that was good. That sounded like, to me, like the Big Brother Canada theme song, didn't it, Terry and Paul?
That's what it was.
What does that mean? Is that what you're all asking?
Yeah.
I think it's Big Brother Canada News.
Okay. So, Big Brother Canada is starting March 5th, right? Okay. So, starting March 10th, due to conflict of interest, meaning other prior
engagements.
Yes. So it will be starting March 10th, but we will see. We will be talking about it, but we will be having. Are you guys ready? You ready?
Ready.
Suzette Slice of Big Brother Canada. So, you guys, we were going to have the lovable, the adorable, you just want to squeeze her and pinch her little cheeks. Suzette Slice of Big Brother Canada will be coming up March 10th, and we're going to get her view of Big Brother Canada, and God knows what she has up her sleeve for guests and everything else. Woo!
I am so excited!
Are you guys excited or what?
I am so
Suzette
of
BBCA.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even contain Paul and Cherry. They're talking over each other. This is madness. Pure madness. You guys, we love the title segment because, hello, Slice TV. And we've been throwing you guys hints all night and when you guys didn't even know it. I love that. I love how we throw you guys a little, like a slice of bread. Cherry, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
I know. I'm just so excited. She fits our show so well. She is so sweet. And to have her on each and every Monday talking about Big Brother Canada is going to be amazing.
Amazing. Paul, what do you think? How happy are you? Because I know you love Suzette.
Absolutely do. It's such a treat to have somebody, you know, especially that has been in the BB Canada house. And I mean, I could listen to her talk about any subject, to be honest.
All
with
day.
You. She is just, yep.
All day long. So there you guys have it. The huge announcement is Suzette Slice of Big Brother Canada will be premiering March 10th, which will be coming around sooner than you know. We will be talking about Big Brother Canada, their house guests, as soon as they reveal it. We're hoping that it will be next week, which is March 1st. It should be out by then. We're going to discuss that. That will be filling up our cells of Big Brother fullness, you know. I'm super excited. We also will be continuing to talk about Opposite Worlds, which we know happens Tuesday and Wednesdays. So March 3rd. Thank you, Chi-Town Joe. So we would love to make sure that you guys watch Big Brother Canada. Now, if you guys can't, Slice TV online is the way to go. That's what I watch. I don't know if anybody else has any other pointers on that, but this will be your Big Brother Canada headquarters. So we will get
in the U.S. Yep, and
in the U.S.
There's always a YouTube person that puts the episodes up on YouTube, but unless you have a little thing called VPN to tell Canada, you know, to fool the Canadian computers or the computers that you're actually on a computer from Canada, there are some blockages where you try to play a video and it says, you cannot watch this video from your country. So, but there's always ways. There's always
Paul
people.
Paul is up in Minnesota. He's close to Canada. Yeah, and he will figure that out and let us know. Yeah?
Yeah, sure you betcha.
Yeah, sure you betcha. All right. So we have let you guys know about the huge announcement. So
I'm
you guys
loving
be
it.
Prepared. Be prepared because you never know what Suzette's going to have up her sleeves. You never know. It might be a phone call away.
And
you
know,
remember
before we even announced this, what AJ said when we brought up Suzette. She is friends with everybody.
That's what I'm saying. So you just never know who will be joining Manic Monday Maniac listeners. That's all I got to say. I'm excited. Because you know what? We don't even know if Suzette's going to be able to get kind of like in the mix. Because if I was, you know, a producer and I was hoping to bring back somebody for an event or a host, I'd bring back Suzette. And it'd be great for her to come back on Manic Mondays and let us know everything that happened. Well, Suzette, you can only talk about what you can. You cannot talk about production. So we'll be able to try to get as much out of her as we can, but she's going to have the inside scoop, you guys. So be listening for that, and make sure that if they do come out with the Big Brother Canada 2 cast members, I want you guys to do what we did for Big Brother 15, and that's come up with your list. And you guys know what that list is, don't you, Cherry and Paul? Who you want to win, where's going to be the showmans, who's going to get kicked out, who's going to, you know, all these different things. Make up your lists. Bring them with you. It's like homework. But we're preparing you. We're not going to be just giving you the homework like a day beforehand. We're giving you preparations, people. And I know a lot of you guys are creative out there. So get yourselves working on Big Brother Canada Mind Track. And bring us your picks, your faves, your least likes, your showmances, and all that other good stuff. Maybe come up with your own category. Whatever. Such another great, epic Manic Mondays, Cherry and Paul. We had AJ.
And don't be shy. They've got to be prepared to call in, right? They have to call in and talk to us.
Yeah. Because they say, oh, ask our question. Why don't you call and ask the question yourself?
I know.
Wouldn't that
be
cool?
We can take questions from the chat room, but, you know, give them the phone. Dial our number. It's not hard, and we don't bite.
Don't be scared. You don't bite. Not a lot. So,
tell them, Michelle. Don't be scared.
Another great Manic Mondays. Thank you, Cherry and Paul, and all our Manic Monday Maniac listeners. Tell everybody. Spread the word. Make you guys know, like, the soup cans with the string and the telephone. Tell everybody Suzette's coming.
That's right.
Pass
the word. Spread the
word. Pass the word.
And
telephone.
Let me tell you, we have a lot of Canadian family members in the Rad Reality Show, and we're just loving it. From last year when BB Canada 1 came on, we are all so happy for them. Happy for ourselves, too. We've got to say that. But we love our Canadian friends here at the Rad Reality Show.
Absolutely. So we want you to bring on your questions, bring on your thoughts, your comments, and those negative ones, kind of keep them to yourselves because we don't want to be negative that way. You know? But thank you, Ms. Cherry. Thank you, Mr. Paul. And stay tuned for our next show. I cannot wait to see the next house guest of Big Brother Canada 2. So be on the lookout for that. And I love you guys. Blah, blah, blah. And I just want to also, if you guys can send some shout-outs to Mama Costa. She fell today at work, and she might have broke her arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, tell Mama Costa that she'll be in my prayers, and I certainly hope
so
her arm is okay.
That you guys can on
is she getting
Facebook.
X-rays?
She is a stubborn Portuguese woman who said she's going to put some ice on it, and her arm is swollen double the size, starting to bruise, and so tomorrow she said she will take another look at it when she gets into work, and she will decide then, but I just want you guys to all send your love and prayers to her, because she needs it right now. She's you know, I'm like one of those people, like, you know, I was working with a broken toe. Like, I was shuffling around and, you know, it's hard. So, you know, having support really helps. So if you guys can give her a shout-out, that would be great. Margarita Costa, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-D-A, Costa. It's like margarita without the D, with the T. But anyway, love you guys. Love you, Paul and Cherry, and love you, Maniacs. And Cherry, Paul, would you guys like to say goodbye?
Well, I want to remind everybody first to join us on Thursday night. Remember to watch Survivor this week. Survivor premieres on Wednesday. And we'll be starting to talk about Survivor on Thursday. So make sure you join us on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then back again on Sunday for our The Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with the wonderful Mary Conley from The Amazing Race Seasons 10 and 11 to recap Sunday night's episode of The Amazing Race. And then back here again on Monday for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa. So we have three shows a week now again. So got to be hanging with us here at the Rad Reality Show. And we just can't wait to see all of you in our chat room each and every show. Just want to make sure that I reminded everybody.
I was just going to say, Cherry, and a special thank you and shout out to our wonderful podcast listeners who can't always make it to the show, but they are faithful.
Absolutely. So I'm going to wrap this one up with Ron, as we always do. Thank you to everybody who sat patiently in our chat room for our big announcement. I know that you weren't bored because we had Michelle, AJ, and Mr. LaWonderful to keep you company and entertained until we made that big announcement. So thank you for being here with us. Take care, everybody. God bless. Have a great week. Here's Ron to close the show. Take care.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. Guys, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.
Oh, boy. I didn't realize that one had tomorrow night in it. Okay. Thursday night.
Yay, miss the show. Sorry, Cherry. I just love that.
Good night, everybody. Be kind
to
each other.
Good night. Wow.